Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with one of the most important commercials that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 8 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, now you can help in a couple ways. First, get everyone you know to go to my new media platform, frankspeech.com. There you'll find all the footage from my cyber symposium and many other important broadcasts. Also, I am personally doing a new daily live show to get the truth out. It's at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Secondly, I'm offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only available on frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Make sure and put the code word KATE, K-A-T-E. This will get you up to 66% savings at MyPillow.com. The code word KATE, my first name, K-A-T-E. Help support Mike, help support this show, and help support yourself in getting some amazing, amazing products. These are the best ones I've ever owned. Go to MyPillow.com, code word KATE.
Hi, Uncle Milty here for Hearing and Brain Centers. The Constitution gives Congress the responsibility to pass laws, but for decades, Congress has sidestepped this responsibility by creating bureaus and agencies and giving them the authority to issue regulations, which seem to have the power of law. You can be fined or jailed for a violation of these regulations. Many of them would never have been enacted if congressmen had to vote on them, because they would have been voted out of office in the next election. So these unelected bureaucrats issue more and more of these radical job-killing regulations. One of the objectives of the Trump administration was to, quote, deconstruct the administrative state. Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023, HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Oh, baby, do that to me once again. Pass that by me one more time. Once just isn't enough for my heart to hear.
Times.
While I got you,
just do that to me one more time. Thank you. Really appreciate it. How many times have I been in jail since September? This is my fifth time, I think.
Really?
Yeah, in the last like 5 months. Yeah, about the fifth time. Anywho, welcome back to the show. And what was I going to say? Oh, garage doors only. Love you guys. By the way, did you know you can sign? You can sign that petition. For, you know, hand counting ballots, the thing that Governor Cox and little D.D. Henderson are very, very afraid that you'll do. Remember, they told you to and warned you that you better not do that because the elections are perfect. And if you do that, that's not very nice. Well, I would insist that you go to garage doors only and put your signature on there. You have to do it in person. And garage doors only on Bluff Street, the top of Bluff Street. Make sure that you go there and sign. Just stop on your way wherever you're going and sign that petition. And ooh, I hope they put it like a sign outside that says, sign this petition for hand counting ballots. Mm-hmm. Because everyone's pretty, I mean, you'd have to be living under a rock at this point to not know that we have huge amounts of fraud in our elections. And these politicians around here, for the most part, like Don Ibsen, love it that we have mail-in voting for more fraud. And so he told me that. He loved it. He loved that we had mail-in voting. Because it was, he said it was really going to up the numbers to me. Yeah, in fraud. Anyway, Garage Doors Only, amazing company, and you can go get the best garage door. I did. My garage doors came from Garage Doors Only. And when you have anything that you need, they will be right there to do it. They are amazing with customer service. You'll love them. Garage Doors Only, 435-868-1200, 868-1200.
You know, even Brandon said, it doesn't matter who votes, it's who counts the votes.
It doesn't matter if you're alive to vote. Yeah. It's just the vote.
Yeah, as long as it gets counted, that's all that matters.
Yeah, we don't care. One of the infected monkeys could sign a ballot. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's just the vote. So anyway, I just wanted you guys to be very aware that we need to sign that by the end of January, and it's coming up. So what are we on, the 24th? So the most disgusting article, and it's hard for me to talk about this without getting emotional because my hatred for all things hospital is going to show, because I think they're so dangerous. I think the hospitals are dangerous places to be. Okay. So realize that I deal with letters from all over the country of loved ones being bullied by hospitals and ignorant doctors that don't know what they're doing. And so far, anyone that has received help from our information, doing great. So I have a pretty good track record with giving good doctors information that the hospitals have an 80 to 90% death rate. So you can trust who you want, of course. Okay. So the hospitals came out, Salt Lake Tribune said, for kids under five, the Omicron variant is not so mild. These were the last words that Justice Lee Francis spoke to his mother, Yvonne, as Yvonne allowed the hospital to put her little three-year-old on a ventilator. He said, I'm sorry, mommy. Mommy hugs. I scared. I don't like it, mommy. They put him on a ventilator at Primary Children's. He has asthma. So what did they give him? Paralytic medicine to shove a ventilator down his throat. These are doctors with medical coats on that tell you to trust them. This is how sick and evil it's getting. Justin Lee is a three-year-old, one of nearly 140 Utah children under the age of 15 who have been hospitalized with COVID-19 in the past 2 weeks. I'd love to know what his oxygen was, because I'm going to guess it was in the 80s or 90s. Which is, I think, is criminal. Criminal. I really hope that when these kids die from being on the ventilator, because I'm going to guess they're giving them remdesivir, that they sue the pants off these doctors personally. I hope they do. These are a sick, sick bunch that will do this. So Dr. Andrew Pavia at Primary Children said, there is reason to think the Omicron acts differently in younger children. Now, think about what he just said. There is reason to think, not that it is, just reason to think, because you know why? They don't know, right? So their ignorance shows. And so for them, well, we'll stick them on a ventilator just like we would somebody in their 40s and kill them off, I guess, is the message here.
Yeah, there's reason to think that person has had a lobotomy.
I read this, my stomach is turning right now. So this is what Dr. Idiot Pavia says. We're seeing the shift towards more disease in younger children. I'm sorry, what disease? Because Omicron, it's official. Things are fatigue and muscle ache. Oh, I just want to throw up right now. Can you imagine a little boy saying, I don't want this. Mommy, I'm scared. And the mother allowing them to shove give them paralytic medicine that makes it worse and shove a ventilator down them. Stop doing this to our adults and our kids. I just want to throw up right now. Anyway,
so
I don't know what to say.
Not only that, but this three-year-old was diagnosed with asthma, pneumonia, and other illnesses besides COVID.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course. But they're going to do the COVID treatment because...
On a three-year-old.
And you know what's so sad is if they just gave this kid something to help his immune system, he'd be fine. They gave him budesonide. Budesonide is such a wonderful steroid, been used by hundreds of thousands of people mm-hmm. with success. And yet these people are going to go in and they're going to want the kid admitted. And then when they claim COVID, they're going to do this kind of stuff to these kids. Can you imagine being there's a special place in hell, but can you imagine doing this as a doctor, putting a kid on a vent like this? If the kid can say, "Mommy, I'm scared. Mommy hugs. I'm sorry, mommy." They have enough air. Why in the world are they doing a ventilator?
Yeah, exactly.
There's a special kind of evil, and it's reserved for a lot of medical doctors doing what they're told to do and the ones that won't read studies. There's a special place in hell. There really is. Because at this point, 2 years later, I'm sorry, if you're that much of an idiot, Omicron is here. Fatigue and headaches. Oh my gosh, be very, very afraid. Let's stick a ventilator down you and an experimental drug. If you're that stupid, then you deserve to go to hell. That's basically where I'm at right now. You deserve everything you get. See you down there, right? Because if you trust these people, something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with you. And I feel sorry for these little kids. They deserve better. But that they're going to get these doctors, these jokes and white lab coats. That's what they're going to get. It's just so sick.
You know, if you want to make those decisions for yourself, that's your business.
Yeah.
But for a three-year-old?
A three-year-old. There's got to be a special place in hell. And I'm sorry, but you can't claim ignorance anymore as a parent. You can't, because now we've had 2 years and too many people speaking out. So I just, can we get parental licenses revoked from people like this? This kid is still on a ventilator, by the way. He will be for a while. And I don't know that he'll make it. When you give the remdesivir with the ventilator, say our frontline doctors, you are basically drowning them in their own fluids and then watching them die. So I just, you know, there are probably some of you that have a problem with me saying this about these doctors here, but what other conclusion are you going to come to when they're sticking a three-year-old that's saying, "I'm sorry, mommy, I'm scared." If they can have enough breath to say that, do you truly think they need a ventilator? And a doctor standing there and nurses standing there ready to give this to them? You nurses better start speaking out and you doctors better start speaking out, because these deaths are going to be on your shoulders. No one else deserves the responsibility for this now. When you have a death rate that's that high, I'm sorry, but you can't sell it as "we didn't know. We didn't read. We're doing what we were told." Any nurse that's going to stand there and watch this happen to a little kid, that murder is on your shoulders now. And doctors, that's on your shoulders for being a moron and an order taker. You can't say, "Well, I had to for my mortgage. I had to for my position in the hospital," anymore. And if you're a nurse standing there watching this happen to little kids, as they're saying these kinds of things, as you put them under, if you can stand there and do it, it's a murder now. You're intentionally killing people, and you need to now take responsibility for that. You can't say, "I couldn't whistleblow because I was going to lose my job, and I can't say anything, and I'm scared to speak out." Shame on you. You disgust me. You're a nurse, and you know better, and you're watching this happen to people? I'm sorry, but now you're on the line. You get the responsibility for murder, intentional murder. And you doctors who are too arrogant to actually do any research, it's on your shoulders now. These deaths are on your shoulders. No wonder doctor suicide is up.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me at all. I don't have any patience anymore. You guys know better. I'm sorry, but you know. The fact that you can do these kinds of things to people and watch their family stand around them and cry. And you're like, "Well, we didn't want to do it, but I couldn't speak out or I'd lose my job." Damn your job. Leave your job. If your job is murdering people, then get out of your job. I'm sorry, but at a certain point, you're going to have to take responsibility. Go stock shelves at a grocery store, hopefully not Walmart. I don't have much patience for people anymore. I don't. Because now people are just dying left and right, and you guys just don't care. That's what it came down to. You guys just don't care. If you're a doctor and you know better, start speaking out. Give me a break. Be right back.
Opportunity.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Dalley Show. Thunder.